Next up, we have Lauren White with the Corporate Transparency Act discussion, part one. Lauren is a partner at Haynes & Boone in their Dallas office and co-chair of the Business Planning and Tax Practice Group. She advises partnerships, limited liability companies, private and publicly held corporations, and individual investors on a range of business planning and tax issues from initial formation to operation and disposition. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, hopefully everybody here has heard about the Corporate Transparency Act at this point. FinCEN has been working very hard this year to get people up to speed. They still have a lot of work to do, but we're getting there. So for anybody who has not heard about it yet, the Corporate Transparency Act, also referred to the CTA, was enacted as part of the Anti-Money Laundering Act of 2020. It was bipartisan legislation issued over a presidential veto with the purpose of getting insight into shell companies and preventing money laundering activities. FinCEN, so the Financial Crimes and Enforcement Network, which is part of the Department of Treasury, has been tasked with essentially creating a database of reporting companies' information. And it's information about their beneficial owners, and then in most cases, company applicants as well. And it's a pretty far-reaching set of companies that are required to report. There are exemptions available that we'll talk about a little bit, but it is primarily, those are primarily available for already regulated entities who are providing information to the government or that are very large. So again, this has been around for a while, part of the 2020. Over the last few years, FinCEN has been working on regulations that detail who beneficial owners are, what information has to be reported, you know, what are the exemptions and the components of them. And then January 1 of this year, it went live. I didn't know on December 31st if it would. But woke up bright and early, and it was the system was up and running. So reports can now be filed on FinCEN's website. It's all electronic. You can also get a FinCEN ID on their website. They have been busy finalizing the access regulations. So those were published at the very end of 2023, became effective February 20th, that detail who can actually access the information that's provided on those reports, because it's not a publicly available database. So it's limited essentially to the government, law enforcement, financial institutions, the IRS. And unsurprisingly, there is still a lot of reports that need to be filed. So the estimate going into this year was that there were going to be 32.6 million entities that were filing reports in 2024. As of May 6th, we had 1.7 million. And part of that is that FinCEN has continued to push its public education efforts, right? So they have very, very basic webinars that they put on occasion. They are also pushing on the Secretary of State websites. You may have seen pop up. Now there are notices like on Delaware and Texas about the CTA. That was a long time coming. The IRS EIN page now has a reference to the Corporate Transparency Act. And so they're trying to catch people as they are forming entities and doing kind of initial setups. But they are also still very slowly pushing out guidance that is desperately needed in order for people to put the reports together. So they have on their website a small entity compliance guide, which is great. If you have a very simple entity with a member or two and an officer and you don't have a tiered set of entities, you know, it's great. It's just enough what you need. However, for most of our clients, they don't have that structure, right? They have a complicated waterfall. They have tiered sets of entities. It's not the guidance that's addressed right now. FinCEN does have an extensive set of FAQs that's available. And since January. They have been slowly every month, 6 to 8 weeks.